Thank you, Vice Chair. The pandemic has sorely tested international solidarity and protection. It has reminded us just how far the achievements and progress are fragile in a global health crisis. However, we need to recognize also the opportunities it poses for international protection. It forces us to adapt, to work differently, and sometimes work better, particularly thanks to technology. The closing of borders to stop the pandemic has deeply affected national asylum systems. Since the start of the pandemic, Switzerland set as a priority the fact that it would ensure continuity in asylum procedures, including registration and processing asylum requests. In terms of resettlement, Switzerland has continued with its commitments taken during the Global Refugee Forum. Our resettlement activities were able to resume in August 2020. We now have a fully functioning programme. Despite operational constraints, Switzerland decided on a new programme, 2022 to 2022, with 1,900 resettlement places. In addition, it's a pleasure for us to be able to co-chair up to June 2021 the annual tripartite consultations on resettlement in conjunction with UNHCR and the Swiss Refugee Assistance Organization. The main theme of these consultations, strengthening capacities to promote opportunities for refugees in a period that is unprecedented, has allowed us to explore challenges, opportunities, good practices in the area of resettlement and complementary admission pathways, allowing us to share experience and better prepare for any future global health crisis. In that regard, Switzerland supports the conclusion of the Executive Committee on Protection and the Solutions in the context of a public health emergency. This document is very important. It guides UNHCR not only during the pandemic now, but in future health crises. Vice Chair, with confinement, violence against women, girls and children has considerably increased. Switzerland here would like to welcome the response from UNHCR, which, given movement restrictions, they have redoubled their efforts and adopted innovative solutions such as distance services to reach out to the most vulnerable. These new practices give a key role to refugees themselves as well as to local partners, particularly women's organizations. We believe this needs to be maintained and strengthened in the post-COVID period. Switzerland encourages UNHCR to ensure that the prevention programs and combating gender-based violence, this has to remain a vital priority for the organization. Vice Chair, the closure of schools has affected millions of refugee and displaced children. Henceforth, it is a key issue that we need to address so that the children go back to school. Quite apart from its role in terms of protection and integration of displaced children, education is fundamental. It offers long-term solutions as well. During the Global Forum on Refugees, Switzerland supported the creation in Geneva of a global hub for education during periods of emergency. This hub now has 30 members, including UNHCR. It's extremely active in Geneva, mobilizing a range of stakeholders to promote education in emergency situations. Today, indeed, we're inaugurating the new offices of the hub. It is going to be a vital place for the Geneva stakeholders who are active in promoting the right of education for children who have been affected by humanitarian crises. Switzerland would like to congratulate UNHCR for the work they've done on education for refugees in that regard. We believe that an integrated approach between education, protection, and sexual violence is essential if we are to address the many risks affecting children who are forcibly displaced. Vice Chair, Switzerland pay tributes to UNHCR commitment in the area of internally displaced persons in a context where the increase of IDPs is simply increasing. Switzerland favorably welcomes the official report of the high-level panel on internally displaced persons and calls on all stakeholders to redouble their efforts to implement those recommendations in the report so we have coordinated action for IDPs. To conclude, So I think it's very important that we reaffirm how central protection is in the humanitarian response to conflict situations and forced displacement. Protection is only possible if there is unhindered access of humanitarian actors to help the affected persons. It's incumbent on us all to grant a key place to protection in line with international humanitarian law. Many thanks for your attention.
Je remercie la déléguée de la Suisse, and
I thank the delegate of Switzerland.